Our next coach on today's teleconference is Wisconsin's Yvette Healy. The Badgers, who are number 38 in this week's NCAA RPI, ended the regular season with a 38-11 overall record and a 15-8 record in conference play. Wisconsin enters this week's Big Ten tournament as the number 5 seed and will take on 12th seed at Iowa in the first game of the tournament on Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, good morning and thanks for joining us. If you could, open up with a quick statement. We'll take some questions from the media.
Good morning. We're excited to head out to Bloomington. It's been a really competitive Big Ten season. I think you've seen just how strong the conference is this year, and we're really pleased to be able to put together some good quality wins throughout the season and throughout conference. So it should be a great tournament battle.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's open it up for questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. And your first question is from Tom Maluski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Yvette. When you break down your Big Ten results, can you pinpoint a few things that were different between your wins and your losses and how you kind of look at those as you go into the tournament and the things you need to kind of key on to have some success here?
Well, you know, from a win standpoint, I think having multiple pitchers was really helpful this year in particular, that you've got, Kate Mend and Haley Hestigan both throwing at a great, pumping on all cylinders, you know, and so when either of them march out on the mound, I think we've got a really strong chance to win. The losses, you know, there's a couple that got away that we definitely want back. I think day two against Northwestern, that one was a battle, and I think we let that slip away that we hit well enough to win, and I really thought we could have came back from that one. But, you know, to clean it up, you've got to be able to have multiple people have the ability to help you out offensively. I think Kayla Conwent and Taylor Johnson have just been unreal all season, and how to make sure that we're complimenting them on both sides, whether it's the backside of the lineup leading into them or the hitters immediately after them, definitely makes a difference.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, GreatLakesPost.com.
Hey, Yvette, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, you hosted this tournament last year, and going down to Indiana, was there any real advantage of hosting the tournament last year? Is there any advantage with that? Just curious.
Well, you know, I mean, having your hometown crowd there makes a difference. It's tough that you're playing, you know, during the day. It doesn't feel the same as a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon game where you can pack the place. But if you get to that championship game on Saturday, I think you've got a lot of chance to have your fans really engaged, but you've got to kind of advance beyond the first couple games. You know, it's not a traditional home game. Obviously, you're not going to be home every single game when you host, so that feels a little bit different. But for our team, even this year, hitting the road, I think a lot of Big Ten teams in general, that you're going to play 40 of your 56 games on the road anyway. So for us, it's kind of fun that we're more in our groove on the road than we are at home because we just do it more. So I think everyone's actually, for our team, looking forward to getting back to the norm, which is traveling, getting in our schedule, you know, being road warriors and facing teams as you travel into their stadiums.
Yeah. All right, Yvette, thank you. Good luck in the tournament.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Elise Miniker, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm curious, how now does the challenge change? You mentioned that series against Northwestern, just the challenge of the conference play. How does now that change when you go into this weekend and starting with Iowa?
It always feels different. You've got that kind of survive and advance mentality, and it's you know, every game's a chance to, you know, continue on or send someone home. So it feels different. I think it's a great thing for the conference. That excitement that, you know, anyone can win on any given day is a big deal. You see how strong Iowa is, you know, their ability to take game one from Ohio State last weekend. We know just how tough the competition will be, that teams have the ability to win games, especially when they have strong pitching like Iowa. So you've got to tune it up and bring your A game every game, and there's no breathers from this time out. But to get some postseason experience is such a big deal, and I think it's brilliant from the conference standpoint to add that extra element of excitement and have it where, you know, it's one game, one at a time, and I think you're going to have a lot of people really interested in any given day with one game who can take this conference.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend down at Bloomington.
Thank you so much. We'll see you out there.